Welcome to the Youngevity shareholder call. During this call, we will be making forward-looking statements regarding Youngevity's current expectations and projections about future events. Generally, the forward-looking statements can be identified by terminology such as may, should, expects, anticipates, intends, plans, believes, estimates, and similar expressions. These statements are based upon current beliefs, expectations, and assumptions, and are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, including those set forth in Youngevity's filings with the SEC, many of which are difficult to predict. No forward-looking statements can be guaranteed, and actual results may differ materially from such statements. The information on this call is provided only as of the date of this call, and Youngevity undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements contained on this conference call on account of new information, future events, or otherwise, except as required by law. It is my pleasure to turn this call over to Youngevity's CEO, Mr. Steve Wallach.
Thank you, Alex. Hello, everyone. I want to welcome everyone to the Youngevity International shareholders call. Speakers on the call today are myself and our President and CFO of Youngevity, Dave Frisky, our Vice President of Asia, Mike Brosnan, and our Vertical Marketing Director over our home and family category, Sonia Torberg. We'll be covering today the following topics. We will highlight Q1 performance. We will provide an update on global expansion activity. We will receive a comprehensive update regarding our Bella Vita acquisition and the opportunities it provides as we expand our Asia footprint. We will provide an update on our technology initiatives and more specifically, our launch of Snap to Finish. We will discuss our coffee operations. We will talk about the uplisting process. What I want to do now is turn this call over to our President and CFO, Dave Frisky.
Thank you, Steve, and welcome shareholders and analysts and distributors to the call and our customers as well that sometimes join the call. Let's get right to the Q1 results. For the 3 months ended March 31, 2017, our revenue increased 1.4% to $38.7 million as compared to $38.2 million in the same period last year. During this 3 months ended March 31, 2017, we derived approximately 86% of our revenue from our direct sales channel, and approximately 14% of our revenue came from the commercial coffee segment. Direct selling segment revenues decreased by $1.6 million or 4.5% to $33.2 million as compared to the 3-month period from a year ago. This decrease was primarily attributed to a decrease in existing business as a result of general weakness in the segment during the first 2 months of the quarter. We experienced a significant bounce back, however, in the month of March, where the company experienced its second-largest revenue month in the history of Youngevity. Commercial coffee segment revenues increased by $2.1 million or 61% to $5.5 million compared to the same period last year. Revenues increased in both our coffee roasting business as well as our green coffee distribution business. Gross profits decreased approximately 6.4% to $21.9 million for the 3 months ending March 31, 2017, as compared to 23.4 in the same period last year. Gross profit in the direct selling segment decreased by 7% to $21.9 million from 23.5 in the prior period as a result of the lower revenues on an increase in sales with lower margin products. Gross profit in the commercial coffee segment improved to $11,000 in the current quarter compared to a loss in the same period last year of $127,000. Operating expenses decreased approximately 9.3% to $24.3 million for the 3 months ended March 31, 2017 period, as compared to $22.2 million last year. A breakdown of operating expenses is as follows. Sales and marketing expenses increased to $3.7 million in the current period from $1.8 million in the period a year ago, primarily due to an increase in activity of distributor events and an increase in marketing and consulting costs as the company is revamping its marketing content, including video content, and a rebranding and packaging effort that is underway here at the company. General and admin expenses increased 16.9% to $5.2 million in the current period from $4.4 million in the same period last year. And this was primarily due to increases in costs related to international expansion efforts, consulting fees, related to the same, as well as amortization costs, web platform costs, and travel costs, particularly related to our Top Achievers Club cruise that distributors are able to win through performance. For the 3 months ended March 31, 2017, the company reported a net loss of $2.1 million as compared to a net income of $151,000 in the same period last year. The primary reason for the increase in the net loss when compared to prior period was due to the decrease in gross profit and increase in operating expenses just discussed. EBITDA, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, as adjusted to remove the effect of stock-based compensation, which we call adjusted EBITDA, decreased to negative $1.2 million for the three-month ended March 31 period, compared to $2.2 million in the same period last year. A couple of points that will add further color to this that I'd like our shareholders to consider is that their enterprise remains stable in the key financial metrics, including revenue, and only experienced a slight fall in gross profit of the direct selling division, mainly due to a promotional launch of a social selling platform, which we promoted and discounted products to draw people to the platform. Social selling is becoming a very dynamic way to grow a direct selling business, as we've seen through the social selling platform launched by a company called Unique, and we are deploying a very similar platform. Those of you that follow the direct selling space know that Unique recently experienced very, very fast growth by deploying a social selling platform and recently sold for $1 billion to Coty. So we felt like this was a really great platform for Youngevity to continue its omni-direct march, where we work in all direct selling platforms available. So we've invested pretty heavily in a social selling platform that we launched in beta last year and fully launched in the Q1 quarter. And that impacted the margin by $287,000. The point I'm making is the key financial metrics are stable, and the loss that we recorded in the quarter are mainly controllable expenses. The largest expenses were attributable to events and travel rewards of just over $1.3 million. And the international expansion expenses were just over $285,000 between gen and admin and marketing expenses that were expended globally. $350,000 was expended in the final push of our web platform. That's both the Youngevity web platform, the portable building, as well as the Snap Finish platform. And if you just add up those items that I've highlighted here, we're talking a little over $2.2 million that we expensed on these activities in Q1. As always, I encourage all shareholders to review our financial numbers posted on virtually all financial sites today, as well as our YGYI corporate site, and that's YGYI.com. I would like to turn the call now back to our CEO, Steve Wallach, to provide an update on a number of items, including our global expansion efforts.
Thanks, Dave. You know, one of the things that I'd also like to add to that list of initiatives in Q1 really is our Y-Drate hydration bottle launch. Now, we've just recently officially launched it, but we obviously had additional expenses in bringing that to market in Q1 as well. And it's a new product platform that we're very excited about and are excited about well into the future. So let's get into the global initiative. You know, we've talked about it many times on this call. Obviously, a huge part of our growth strategy involves our global markets. We're doing business around the world. We now have offices around the world. We're expanding. We're in the process of bringing on additional countries with product approvals, with staffing, with offices as we go forward. As we've talked about on these calls before, when you look at the largest companies in direct selling, oftentimes their overall gross sales are in the 60 to 70% range of their overall sales outside of the U.S. Our biggest market by far still remains the U.S., which is great, but at the same time, our global initiative has a huge opportunity, and we realize that, we recognize it, and that's where we're going with our global initiative. And we're going to talk more about that throughout this call as well. Currently, international sales account for about 10% of our direct selling segment. So you can see the growth potential if our U.S. market remained just the same, although obviously we have big plans for it to grow as well. But just keep that in mind that if we were 70% larger outside of the U.S. than inside the U.S., you can put a pen to paper pretty easily and see how much bigger we would be as a company even currently. So we know that's a huge opportunity. You know, we feel strongly that this is getting ready to be more significant as a contributor throughout 2017 and well into the future with what we've recently put in place, what we've put in place and been working on over the last three years, as we've been gaining product approvals, staffing, training staff, making contacts, building relationships around the world. And we're seeing more and more of that. You've seen recently our launch event in Mexico, a lot of excitement, a lot of growth. It's currently our fastest growing market, and I expect it will be for a period of time to come. I'm personally very excited about Mexico and our Latin America region. Part of our growth strategy internationally has been establishing beachheads from a regional standpoint around the world, as opposed to picking a particular country per se and focusing on that country. It's really region by region. And if you look at Latin America as a region, as we do, we've established our office in Guadalajara, Mexico. We're working on launching and opening, and have been working on this for a while now, Colombia later this year. And that's just part of the expansion of the region. Again, you know, we'll talk more about other markets here in a second, but you saw a lot of activity. You could see it on Facebook, social media. If you were at the event in or events in Mexico, the energy is absolutely electric and very exciting. So we're excited to leverage what we're accomplishing in these international markets. And as I mentioned, Colombia later this year, for instance, in Latin America. We've been in New Zealand and Australia for a period of time now, but there's a lot going on right now in that market or in that region as well. We have an exciting product launch that we're working on for this quarter. It should launch, that product initiative should launch and product line should launch later this quarter. And so we're excited about that. And it will initially launch in New Zealand and Australia and then further around the world. So that's coming, but also later this year we have events scheduled throughout Australia and New Zealand which tie in with that, so that's exciting. Currently, Canada is and has been our second largest market and our first largest international market, and that's exciting. We have a lot going on in Canada as well. However, with the growth rate we're seeing in Mexico, it will soon surpass Canada as our second largest market and our first largest international market. And then obviously the region as well. We've talked about Russia on this call, and we have offices in Russia and Kazakhstan. We've had recent approvals throughout Eastern Europe that will allow us to expand into Europe through Eastern Europe. And so that's exciting. And that'll happen or is happening now, but will happen throughout this year as well. And then the big story really is Asia and Southeast Asia. We've talked about that on these calls as well. It's such a big region and a big direct selling market. It's the largest, actually. And so that's exciting. And what we have going on throughout Southeast Asia is really exciting. We're opening an office. It's built out. It's now being staffed. The staff is being trained. We have product approvals in the Philippines. And as you've heard and know about, the Bella Vita acquisition that we just brought on is really great timing and perfect alignment with our international growth strategy. And we have Mike Brosnan, our VP of the Asia region, on the call with us today. And what I'd like to do is bring Mike on. Mike's an amazing guy and a tremendous amount of experience, and really knows a tremendous amount about not only direct sales, but obviously the Asian market. And so, Mike, are you on the call?
I'm here, Steve. Thank you very much. Appreciate that introduction. Yeah, Asia certainly is the growth region for our industry, has been for quite a while. About two-thirds of annual sales in the entire direct selling industry come out of Asia. And so let me just kind of touch on our strategies, where we've been, where we're going. What I see is very possible for Youngevity to expand into Asia. This is a huge growth opportunity. Just a quick background on myself and the company, Bellavita, which I founded about 4 years ago. I've been in the industry of direct sales for about 25 years now, and have had the opportunity most of those years to be going back and forth to Asia. A portion of that time, I consulted a number of companies, U.S.-based companies, trying to penetrate into Asia. So I've had a great opportunity really to gain a great base of experience in those markets. A lot of key relationships with distributor groups and leaders, with vendor suppliers, logistics companies, just over the years have been able to figure out a few ins and outs and ways around some of the things that really bogged down a lot of companies as they try to expand into Asia with really very little base of experience or understanding of those markets. Bellavita now has been established for 4+ years. We had an existing group. Prior to starting Bellavita, I was the president of Asia Pacific for a company that had established a beachhead, as Steve had mentioned, in Asia, but unfortunately really had very different philosophies about how to take care of those people. And the opportunity existed to really give them a strong home. But as a small, tightly held company, we really struggled with being able to meet the demand. We had great products, we had great leaders, and established some offices and staff in a variety of countries over there, really strategic companies, what we would call kind of low-hanging fruit countries. And Taiwan being the most concentrated of all of the growth that we had in Asia, but we were also in a number of other countries, Malaysia, Singapore, really just beginning in Indonesia, a few other countries, Hong Kong. We have some relationships in China, and also in we've established a little bit of business in Japan. And so there's a lot of additional opportunities. 98% of Bellavita's business were in those nine countries, and very little business outside, mostly just customer business in the U.S. where we were headquartered and also produced all of our products. We have really incredible leadership over there. Several of our leaders have been top income earners in other strong network marketing companies or direct selling companies. And we also have a great team, management team there. Our country managers, our director of Asia operations, all have had long-standing experience in the industry and really just bought into and believed in what our little company was doing, and have been very loyal and worked incredibly hard to kind of establish the systems and the infrastructure and support that we offer in Asia. We had a number of companies over about a 12-month period that came and approached us, larger U.S.-based companies who had done well here in North America, maybe Europe and South America, but had really no presence in Asia. And so, the word, I guess, got out that here's this company up and coming that really had this foothold in Asia. And so these inquiries started coming in. Three or four of them were quite serious, and we took a hard look at the possibility of, merging or partnering with some of these companies. And as Youngevity came to the table, so to speak, I really recognized immediately a number of things. First of all, Youngevity had experience in mergers and acquisitions before. They had been down this road. I knew of a number of the companies and knew some of the people involved in those companies and had they had just great things to say. So that really caught my attention. Also, the strategy for Youngevity to, you know, keep the branding and really create brand partners, brand ambassadors, and allow for the existing groups of people within those companies or organizations to, you know, focus on what they love, but expand their horizon, so to speak, to other products and to, you know, Dr. Wallach's message and products as well. So that really appealed to me, but certainly knowing that Youngevity was right on the threshold of this uplisting to the New York Stock Exchange, and knowing what type of investment was needed to really expand properly, to expand in the right way in Asia, I just knew that Youngevity would be in a position really to you know, put that those wheels in motion and really capitalize on the significant opportunity to grow those markets over there. And it certainly, Youngevity presented, I think, the best overall solution and certainly a capital solution. Our greatest challenge for the longest time was just meeting inventory demand. And as soon as we'd produce product and get it shipped over there, they would just sell it as quickly as possible. Great products, but we just could never get ahead of this demand. And it really, I just couldn't see a solution unless we went, you know, through venture capital or, and I just felt like the best opportunity was to partner with a company, to merge with a company that hadn't yet been in Asia. And for our existing core group of people to bring a company like Youngevity into Asia is a huge opportunity. They are all just really poised and excited about this possibility because, you know, established U.S.-based successful companies going into the market over there in Asia always generate incredible frenzy of interest and excitement, and a lot of people come to the table. And I just knew that if we had the right partner that can do it right, then we could sustain, you know, enormous growth. So our current efforts, really, Youngevity has stepped up. We merged in March, and Youngevity stepped up in a very big way, invested quite a lot into Bella Vita immediately, particularly in inventory. We've been producing more inventory within a very short period of time than perhaps we did within any year almost in our past. So, you know, the goal and the commitment of Youngevity to build up inventory surpluses in those markets and not get into this pattern of, you know, providing inventory based on the demand and then having people wait 2, 3, 4 weeks for more product so that, you know, we can actually capitalize on momentum and really grow the business. That's our big focus right now. We have just produced a significant amount of our main product and are just shipping over there. Our people are just so excited about, you know, the fact that we can get out of this cycle and that they can just focus on what they do the best. Also, you know, one thing that Youngevity's done is helped us immediately to improve, you know, our operations. There's already a beautiful office, well-staffed in Singapore. We have a great group there that's been begging for an office for quite a long time. And now we have that in place for them and in other areas where Youngevity's come in and assisted us immediately with operations and support have been a big help. You know, we're in the process now of really integrating into the Youngevity system and starting to offer as we get product approval in different markets on Youngevity products. Our people are going to be very excited to also be able to pick their passion and swap where they shop and start purchasing, you know, daily use products from themselves as opposed to other companies and such. I think overall our strategy is really three or fourfold. One is to really grow our existing Bella Vita team in Asia. They've been, you know, really in a position of not being able to fully meet their potential or our potential. And so now the governors are off, the barriers are removed, and we can expand our existing team. We have great relationships in China with an incredible strategy that we've been working on for, I would say about a year and a half now. That's a legal, legitimate strategy in China, but with partners in China. But because of our limitations on being able to capitalize that opportunity, we just haven't been able to do so. And immediately, Youngevity came in, saw the model, recognized the enormous potential, and we're underway. Really, and I think, 6 months, 12 months, we'll see some significant growth just in the China market, which is enormous on its own. Of course, everybody's aware. We actually have this other unique, very significant opportunity with one of the largest Buddhist organizations in Asia. The very top leaders of this organization, the top leader, has fallen in love with our product. It fits their philosophies, vegan philosophies very well. They've been extremely passionate about our product. And, because of the limitations, we've had to really just penetrate very slowly into their organizations that are spread all throughout Asia and even other parts of the world. But now, with the backing of Youngevity, and the opportunity that this Buddhist group sees for us to provide, the platform and the inventory necessary, this is a huge growth opportunity. They have over 6 million members spread out throughout Asia and other parts of the world. They really control those organizations very tightly, and from the very top, they are promoting and near to requiring their people to be involved with our products and our company. So, we've seen some really incredible developments that have happened over about the last 6 months from this group. And now that we're able to meet the demand, I think this will be a very explosive part of our business. One of their biggest organizations, about 2 million of those 6 million people, is in Indonesia. Indonesia is a massive market, a huge emerging economy, 250 million people, expanding middle class. This group is considered upper to the wealthy class within Indonesia. And so we have a very significant opportunity there as we're launching Indonesia very soon. Another strategy is really a platform and a system to train the existing Youngevity nation, the existing Youngevity leaders and distributors, how to build a business in Asia. This is how most U.S.-based companies have done it. They've taught their people to, build locally, but think globally. And even if they don't know people in those markets, they likely know someone who knows somebody. And as long as they can leverage those relationships, they can build significant opportunities to grow groups in Asia. And we have a great, threshold here to do that with Youngevity and the existing Youngevity network. Also, country expansion. There are a number of countries that we just have not been able to expand into where there's been demand for our products and demand for direct selling opportunities. The Philippines being one of them. And of course, as Steve had mentioned, Youngevity's already crossed that threshold into building the Philippines. So for us, it was perfect timing. And one of the reasons why we saw this as a perfect fit and partnership for Bellavita and Youngevity, because we were really chomping at the bit to get our products into the Philippines, and this just clears the path for us to do that. We've had quite a lot of demand to bring our products into the Philippines. The Philippines is one of the challenging markets to get into, but Youngevity has already done all the heavy lifting there, and really now it's just a matter of us getting some of our products approved, and I'll be in Asia next week for 2 weeks. We have a big convention in Taiwan. I'll be stopping in the Philippines to really get a lot of our key contacts there geared up for this Philippines launch. But other countries like Korea, Vietnam, Thailand, and some other markets such as that we haven't been able to expand into, you know, now are future market opportunities. And really, there's a significant Asian population, both Chinese and Japanese, in Australia and New Zealand. So our people, our existing people in Asia, are so excited about being able to bring our products and opportunity to New Zealand and to their contacts in Australia. So another opportunity or strategy is one that Youngevity is very familiar with that presents huge opportunity in Asia, and that's acquisition. There are a lot of companies, small, struggling, direct selling companies that Youngevity's business model can present a significant solution for, just like it did for Bellavita and many other companies. We can be very selective and handpick the very best companies that are in a position to consider, merge, acquisition, partnership. So I think that the opportunity in Asia for Youngevity just really positions Youngevity's future as Asia, as much as Steve said, North America and other markets, Mexico, these are exciting markets, Russia, Europe, as with all significant $500 million, $1 billion plus a year direct selling companies, Asia becomes the mother load. And for Youngevity, that'll be the case. I think in 18 months, I really feel strongly that about 30% of Youngevity's revenue will be sourced from Asia. And perhaps a few years beyond that, 3 years, I believe 50 to 60%, more than half of all of Youngevity's revenue will come from Asia. That's the potential of this market. We're poised to make a big, big splash in Asia. There'll be a lot of people that come because when a new company that's been around 20 years, publicly traded, has the story like Dr. Wallach's story, this will garnish a lot of attention. There'll be a lot of people that'll come and want to stake their claim with our company. So given the right strategy, the right people, the capital that Youngevity can provide, I think we'll carve out a significant percentage of the Asian market share and become really one of the top household name companies, most respected companies in Asia. So I couldn't be more excited about our future and being part of Youngevity. But with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Dave Brisky. Dave.
Mike, thank you so much, and thanks for your hard work. I know those trips can be long. I've built a pretty big business in Asia in a prior life, and it takes a great effort. So I know we've got a big event in Taiwan coming up in a week, and it's going to be well attended, so appreciate the hard work. So I'm going to jump into another market, and it really starts to accentuate what Youngevity is in terms of opportunities. And I think it's really important for our shareholders to understand how we're building, this whole omni-direct strategy that Youngevity's employed. The content we've been building, you saw a press release last week where we've won 10 Telly Awards. You're going to hear about an 11th that we just won. You can't build great internet systems without great content. We've got a great video team that's building this content, and now it's an award-winning video team. And each segment of the market and each vertical that we develop can be really its own business with another company. But Youngevity's model is such that we're really gobbling up a lot of real estate. As a $160 million annual revenue company, we have an opportunity to grow in a multitude of areas, and we've been planting those roots and those seeds pretty deeply. We talk about technology, and when is it going to launch? The Youngevity platform is in what we call limited beta right now, and it's been literally years to build this platform or this portal system, and we've got our key leaders now actively in the site, so you cannot necessarily get on the site right now. But the Youngevity.com, we expect to open up into a full beta here shortly, later this month. And our Snap to Finish platform is a little bit different. It's actually in a different phase of its development. And so I want to bring in our vertical marketing manager, Sonia Torberg, incredible experience, another great addition to Youngevity. And I want her to talk about our photo vertical and introduce herself. And you get a chance to understand that this is one piece of one of our segments, and I think you'll get to understand, you know, how big the opportunity really is. Sonia, can you join us on the call?
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. I am going to talk to you about Snap to Finish, but first I'd like to introduce myself. I joined Youngevity's marketing team in December as the vertical marketing director for the Home and Family Essential Oils and Jewelry Catalog. I bring to Youngevity 20-plus years of experience in providing innovative and customer-focused marketing, product, and technology solutions specifically for franchise and direct sales industry. In the last 4 years, they were specifically in leading the marketing and developing products of memory keeping, digital scrapbooking, and photo merchandise industry. So I'm very excited about Snap to Finish, and I want to introduce you to this new photo gift and book platform within the home and family vertical. Snap to Finish was developed as a way to reshape the memory keeping category within Youngevity to have a broader customer appeal, targeting anyone who takes photos and would like to do something with them. We are making it easy for anyone to select, create, and order stunning photo gifts and books. Our goal with Snap to Finish is to increase our footprint within the photo printing and merchandise industry. According to the Future Market Insights, the photo printing industry and merchandise industry is $16.8 billion today and is projected to grow to $21.7 billion by the end of 2026. As Dave said, we opened up the platform 2 weeks ago. We invited 19,000 memory keeping distributors to experience Snap to Finish with the rollout of our old beta site. The beta is meeting all of our expectations so far. We have had over 400 distributors register. They are ordering, and orders are successfully being produced and shipped. The initial responses to the system and the products have been extremely positive. The product has surpassed many people's expectations. We are scheduling the full launch of the system to the entire Youngevity Nation and consumers for early June. I personally would like to share some features I'm very excited about with Snap to Finish and feel our distributors and customers will be as well. First, we're offering a great selection of products. We have photo books, photo gifts such as mugs, puzzles, beach towels, home decor, including metal prints, canvases, blankets, pillows, and photo prints, the standard and wall prints. Really, we have something for everyone. Secondly, we are strategically partnering with leaders in the space. Our first partner is Fujifilm. Fuji is a leader in the space when it comes to color management and photographic output. Plus, they're offering outstanding operational capabilities. We are working on onboarding RPI, which specializes in greeting cards and social books. And most recently, discussions have been started with PMI in Australia, a vendor which will allow us to open in Australia and New Zealand. Snap to Finish encompasses a creative suite that allows customers the ability to create amazing gifts and keepsakes with their photos. We have developed the tools in a way that allows the customers to be creative as they would like, design from scratch, or go a quick and easy path. Another great part of the site is we've created a Snap editor within the tool that features the industry-leading Perfectly Clear, a photo enhancement software. Users can enhance their photos with one-click enhancement, or for the more advanced photo enthusiasts, they can use the Pro mode and adjust settings individually to obtain their desired photo filter or enhancement. Another thing I'm excited about is this platform is fully web responsive, allowing customers to create and enjoy ordering on their desktops, tablets, or phones. The platform was also built in a way that's going to allow us to introduce new innovative products and features quickly, and we're positioned to roll out the platform globally. June's launch will be US and Canada. Upon securing a print partner in New Zealand and Australia, we will be able to open that market after 90 days of setup and testing the different product specifications. I truly see Snap to Finish as a great door opener in the photo merchandise space for Youngevity. We've had a toe in the space with Heritage Makers, however, the experience to order was very targeted to digital scrapbooking market. Snap to Finish is for anyone who wants to do something with their photos. The photo merchandise industry is a mature industry. Customers and distributors are ordering in the space already, and now they can look to Youngevity for a solution. With the Youngevity customer and distributor base, it would be rare you'll find someone who wouldn't want to try and create something with their photos. With Snap to Finish, we've created products and an experience we believe they will appreciate. I'm very excited about the impact this new offering will have for Youngevity, and I encourage everyone to try Snap to Finish out today. You can access the beta site by going to beta.snaptofinish.com, and the 2 is the number 2. And now I'll turn the call over to Steve Wallach.
Thank you, Sonia. You know, I'm absolutely excited about Snap to Finish. I'm excited about our memory keeping vertical and brands within it. You know, you brought up the metal prints, for instance, and I'm seeing these in high-end home decor stores throughout the country and throughout the world, and even here in San Diego throughout high-end art studios and galleries and things. And now with Snap to Finish, you can take your favorite photos, create that yourself, and have it delivered to your door, printed by Fujifilm, of just an amazing quality. And thank you for all you do, because this is super exciting. And I think it really takes our memory keeping vertical just by leaps and bounds into the future. So thank you. You know, what I want to talk about now is a little bit about our coffee segment, and Dave's going to give us a full update here in a second. But, you know, obviously you can read through the financials. You've heard from Dave already on this call. We've experienced strong performance in this quarter, and we believe well into the future as well based on our coffee segment and vertical. You know, you've been hearing more and more about this Major League Baseball relationship, and we're leveraging that more and more with the Florida Marlins. You've seen it throughout social media. If you're on the East Coast, throughout Florida in particular, you're seeing Cafe Larica displays and shelf space popping up all over the place because of leveraging this relationship. And obviously, you know, we're hearing more and more, and we're talking more and more about our amazing coffee vertical and throughout our direct sales segment as well. This is something that's getting a lot of interest throughout the world, but certainly here in the U.S. also. And you know what I'm hearing more and more frequently is nobody has a better coffee story than Youngevity and CLR. And I wholeheartedly believe that. And I am more excited about our coffee segment now than ever. And I have been, obviously, from the day I met Dave Briskey and CLR. And so this is something that I'm excited to bring Dave onto the call to share more about the coffee segment with us all.
Thank you, Steve. And you know, the only thing better than our coffee story is our coffee. So I encourage everyone to go out and get some and try it. It's gaining a lot of steam in a lot of places, certainly within Youngevity and certainly within the retail community. It met our expectations for the quarter. We had actually pretty robust expectations, and we're able to meet those. 61% revenue growth and significant improvements across all financial metrics in the coffee segment. We're seeing growth in all revenue categories as well, including green coffee sales, roasted coffee sales, branded sales, food service sales, and of course sales within Youngevity itself with their whole coffee arm and the Be the Change coffee brand. The relationship with Major League Baseball, frankly, has exceeded our expectations. I don't know if we could have anticipated that this co-branding relationship with the Miami Marlins could have catapulted a brand so quickly. The Cafe Larica brand is gaining significant foothold in Florida. You know, we talked about it many times about our strategy to really get into that market and really replace a brand there called Pallone and Bustelo, which sold out to a large company for multiple hundreds of millions of dollars several years ago. And that brand was kind of moved into the Smucker's company into New Orleans, and really not the brand of the community. And the key branding, when you talk about coffee, particularly espresso, but when you talk about wonderful coffee drinkers, there's a huge amount of them in South Florida. And we are grabbing that market as quickly as we can and stealing a page out of the playbook. And one of those pages was this relationship with Major League Baseball, which has been a stronghold of that competitor we mentioned. And we are thrilled to be able to have this three-year relationship with the Miami Marlins. You know, when you hear about these types of relationships, a lot of times you say it's very difficult to quantify whether you can get a return on that. It's really just about brand building and how do you measure it. We're very, very proud to say in the first retail relationship we set up for this brand, and we entered into a three-year contract in a relationship, we have already covered the cost of the whole 3 year of expenses in the Major League Baseball Miami Marlin relationship with that first contract. So obviously we've got a smile on our face about that well in advance of what we ever would have expected to happen. We expected good things, but we've ended up with great things. And I want to touch on some of those things that relates to this Cafe La Rica brand that we own. Specifically, a company down there called Presidente is a retail company. They have are the largest seller of espresso. Certainly, they sell the brand Pilon and Bustelo and well, and they're actually credited with putting that brand on the map when they first got started. And they have partnered with us in a big way and really have fallen in love with the Cafe La Rica brand, so much so that they've added it to their entire food service division. So not on are we only on their retail sales, but we're in all of their cafeteria business, which is a significant margin business for us. And the Marlins have partnered with us in store representation and lots of promotion, and it's really off to a great start. The initial store set, to give you an idea of numbers, with the Presidente chain was 56,000 units were committed to with permanent displays throughout the chain. 1 month of ads were to start next week, so the next week of May, and we are already at 80% sell-through on the initial store sets. So there's a reset taking place of an additional 56,000 units to meet the demand of the promotion that begins next week. The cafeteria chain, as I said, is already marketing and selling Cafe La Rica. It's the only coffee available for them to drink, and that's a three-year relationship. So very, very exciting for this brand and a leader in terms of building an espresso brand. Presidente sends out 2 million flyers a week into the marketplace. That's their customer reach. And Cafe La Rica will be featured on that flyer, each weekly flyer that goes out throughout the entire MLB season. So that is a lot of marketing and a lot of bang for the buck for the brand. It's also led to a partnership with Associated Grocers to service this business, not only with Presidente, but with Sedano's and the balance of the independent store. So this is very, very good. Associated Grocers, a very capable distributor, and this puts us into the independent market space for our brand throughout the state. Big retailer down in the area is Fresco y Mas. It's a Hispanic arm of Winn-Dixie. And we're also in Winn-Dixie as well. The initial set at Fresco y Mas was 26,000 units with displays in every one of their stores as well. Ads start the end of May in these stores and in the first week of June. So it'll run for about 2 weeks. We're already 60% sold through on our initial set in Fresco y Mas. So they've also now placed another 26,000 units. So we're getting a lift on the brand before it's ever even promoted, just off the notoriety of the relationship with the Marlins. Winn-Dixie is also promoting Cafe La Rica starting in June, and they'll continue that through the MLB season. Publix is promoting Cafe La Rica starting in June, and they're going to continue every other month through the season. And Walmart, who currently purchases a truckload of our brand already, which a truckload is 56,000 units as a set, is promoting the brand July through September. And their buyers have forecasted that they would have an incremental lift of 56,000 units on top of their initial set for each month through the promo period. So that would be, you know, those of you with pen out and calculator, $336,000 of Cafe La Rica espresso going out to Walmart during the promo period. So this has really driven some exciting activity. You know, one of the things that happened, certainly surprising and unexpected, there's a company called Valmac, and Valmac is a major distributor in the Northeast. And while at a Marlins game, a major brand promoter of Walmac attended the game and had a chance to see our product and display of our product. And obviously we're all over the stadium. We're part of the seventh inning stretch. There's a video of our roaster that's played every game on the seventh inning stretch. They got to try our coffee at the Cafe La Rica coffee bar, and they reached out to us surprisingly, and they wanted to carry Cafe La Rica in the Northeast. So, you know, we certainly didn't have that type of expectation with Valmac, 30-year-old distribution partner now. They're in New Jersey, New York, Boston, Connecticut, Maryland, Philly, Delaware, and also decided to distribute our Josie's Java K-Cups along with our espresso. They were not carrying any coffee. It's a pretty prestigious company in terms of brands they represent. To name a few, they represent Kellogg's, Betty Crocker, Gold Medal Flour, Cashie, General Mills, Mott's, Nestle's, and that's just to name a few. And their only coffee now is Cafe La Rica and Josie's Java House. They've already placed their first half truckload order to get started and have already placed our product in Extra and Food Bazaar's 30-plus locations. And they feel like their next retail launch will go in ShopRite's 270 locations, as well as PriceRite's 63 locations with the brand. And this is both the Rica and Josie's Java House. And they've already, they're going to represent us on the store sets in Price Chopper, which we've already got the brand in, Cafe La Rica, in their 137 locations. So a lot of big things happening with our division's company-owned brands. And we just signed a deal with Damon Worldwide, who is a real difference maker when it comes to national distribution. When you're in the coffee business and you own your own brands, what you're really after at the end of the day is, how do I get a national distribution deal with a company that knows how to do it right? And if you had to hand pick who's the biggest and the best at that, you would go to Damon. And we've been knocking on Damon's door since I've been in the coffee business. And that door has opened and we actually endorsed the deal. We have not put this out in the press yet because it's so recent. And they represent the 100 largest retail accounts and 55 of the largest food service accounts across the country. And when I talk about representation, they literally office inside of the accounts of the largest grocers and food service accounts in the world, or in the United States, I should say. Although they do reach globally, but I'm really specifically talking about the United States. They represent Kroger and 7-Eleven and Ahold and Costco and HEB, and I could go on and on. We have all of their reps now carrying our line, not only in our two brands, but they also do food service and also play in the private label space. So we're very excited to see what that relationship will bring. And the early read, and we're only talking a few week old relationship, is a lot of activity, and activity in a very, very professional way. So we're very bullish on their newly signed relationship with Damon Worldwide to represent our brands. In terms of investment banking, you know, we've talked about the uplisting to the NASDAQ. We feel like we're in the final phase of that. We had to build an independent board. We've extended offers to independent board members. We have a verbal acceptance. We need to have a board meeting to do that. We've signed an investment banking deal with a company called Joseph Gunner & Company, and Joseph Gunner's representing us on the putting some structures together for financing that'll help us finance some of that growth that Mike talked about, among other things. And we really feel like we can't move up to the NASDAQ quick enough to start being able to leverage and unlock shareholder value. Myself and of course Steve and all of our shareholders, we feel some of your frustration with the performance of our stock, and we feel like you know, we can get out there better with a platform like moving up to the NASDAQ, and we're very, very excited to get that done as fast as we can make it happen, and it's an imminent opportunity for you as shareholders of Youngevity. With that, I'm going to send it back to Steve Wallach to wrap up and close up the call.
Thanks, Dave. Obviously, a lot of great stuff going on with the coffee vertical. It's exciting. You know, Mike brought up and talked about the uplisting process and the benefits associated with that. Dave, you just brought it up. You know, uplisting to the NASDAQ, which I believe will definitely help us unlock shareholder value. I don't know that anybody is more excited about that uplisting than Dave and myself and Michelle and people associated with Youngevity and all our shareholders. So, you know, we're excited about that. And obviously, we've been working on it for quite a while. We're in the final stretch of that, we believe, and I believe. You know, when this takes place, it provides a broader range of equity financing as well as funding structures. And we've talked about that. It definitely brings additional opportunities and all sorts of additional benefits to not only our shareholders, but obviously the company as well. And I just want to remind everyone that I made a commitment to utilize approximately 40 million of my own personal shares on a convertible financing, which assisted, I guess, in financing our acquisition of the Nicaraguan coffee operations and the K-Cup machine. So post-uplisting, It may be possible, and I'm evaluating financing structures that may allow me to utilize my personal shares to take out that convertible financing and funding on more favorable terms to Youngevity, to this business. And if we accomplish this, the committed shares will be recaptured. In the event we achieve this, I remain committed to utilizing these recaptured shares as opportunities arise to grow the business, either through acquisitions or whatever makes the best fiscal sense for the business. And you just heard from Mike Brosnan, our VP of Asia, just how big that one regional opportunity is in terms of growth and acquisition opportunities. And so you can see the potential, not only opportunities, but just how big that is. And so I just wanted to remind everybody and take this opportunity to do so. And I absolutely appreciate everybody being on our shareholder call today. I'm going to go ahead and close this call out. I look forward to all of you being on our next shareholder call where we can report on all the things that we've talked about on this call and more. So thank you, everybody, for being on this call today.